Hey everybody, and welcome to the Brothers Geek, where geeky brothers talk about geeky things. We are back again. It feels like we just did this. Because we did just do this.
We did, Chris.
My name is Chris Laporte, and I am X-Wing Refueler and Jaeger Nolt. I always...
God damn it!
Every time.
You done fucked up.
Jaeger Bolt Tightener.
Oh my Jeez. God, why would you pick something so hard?
Because it sounded good That's in my head.
Alright. And I'm Patrick Laporte, Academy stand-in and cashew entrepreneur.
You almost messed up too.
You're yeah, I close. Did. Entrepreneur is a hard word. And so is cashew. I will explain that after our two guests introduce themselves.
Go ahead, Jamie.
All right. And I'm Jamie, back at it again. And I am a replicant in hiding and an advocate for Wakanda Forever. I'm woke.
And I'm Andrew. I'm a Womp Rat Herder and Killmonger's Bench Press Spotter.
Nice. That guy is so swole in that movie.
He is. The most swole.
The funny thing is I almost picked a Jaeger thing, too. I'm glad I didn't.
Well, you would have been like...
I would have been scrambling to come up with something.
We would have been in the drift.
You would have been Jaeger buddies. We would have been in the drift, yeah. So cashew entrepreneur only makes sense for those that listen to the Adventure Zone, because the newest arc, Justin's character is like the head... It's like set in the Old West, and his character, who is now a ghost, used to be like the head of a cashew factory.
Nice.
Yeah, but speaking of Wakanda, Black nice. Panther is still top of the what do you call them?
Box office.
Yeah,
that's the thing
for like the third week in a row or something like that. And it's. It has probably already at this point broken the record for highest grossing Marvel movie slash one of the highest grossing superhero movies, which is pretty impressive.
Yeah, the highest before this is Avengers, the first one. So I don't know if it's passed it yet. It's going to if it hasn't already.
Yeah.
So
For a second I thought you were going to say Civil War and I was just going to shake my head.
Yeah. I mean, black superheroes don't work though. So, just like how black quarterbacks can't win a Super Bowl, according to some people, not us. To make that clear. Yeah.
What do you guys
think about it? Everybody's seen it, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Room, quote unquote.
Yeah.
I think we may have talked about it, Patrick.
We have. But what about Andrew and Jamie? They haven't talked about it.
Yeah. What'd you guys think? What's your takes?
I want to hear Andrew's take.
No, well, okay, so first of all, I liked the movie, and it was... After I watched it, I was a little bit disappointed, just because of how hyped it was, and I saw it, like, a week after it had come out. So I heard, like, oh, best MCU movie ever from a bunch of people, so I was kind of expecting more. And the more I thought about it in the last few days, I'm like, okay, that was a really good movie. I still think I prefer, like, Iron Man or Guardians more for Marvel movies, but it was good. But my, like, really, like, stupid, petty nitpick of it was, spoiler, if you're one of the four people that hadn't seen Black Panther yet. And it's a Marvel
movie. Jodie Can, stop listening.
Yeah, it's a Marvel movie, who cares? The good guy wins. So you know how, like, when they're doing the gladiator contest and he has to drink the flower stuff to lose his Black Panther powers?
Yeah, right.
So then he does it again when he fights Michael B. Jordan, and then he falls off the waterfall, and then when he comes back to, like, fight him again at the end, and he's like, hey, it's on a technicality, I'm still the king, you never defeated me because I didn't die and I didn't yield. But, like, he also did drink from, like, the purple flower stuff. So, technically, he broke the rules.
Yeah.
So, he has no basis to demand that the fight continue.
But Michael B. Jordan also is pumped up with the
purple
flower.
Yes, that was the thing I was going to say. But we don't know. There might not be a rule that he's not allowed to have the purple flower stuff. we know that there's a rule that the king can't.
True. And technically he wasn't the king.
Out of context, this conversation.
Michael, if he was still alive. If Black Panther, OG Black Panther was still alive.
That exactly. Means, he's not the king.
Yeah, so Black Panther. It's like a good movie.
We do have an episode of it, a bonus
episode this week, so if you didn't know and you were just waiting for our normal Friday episode, we do have another one up that we released a couple days ago, so
fear not,
enjoy.
Yeah. Me and Andrew have beer. I know you guys don't.
Mm. We do not.
Oh yeah, I've already been drinking it. Yeah, me too. That's against the rules.
Yeah, me too. It's okay. We have
you're
chocolate.
Drinking the purple flower stuff.
Yeah. Oh no, against the rules. We have chocolate Yeti that I got for my birthday, and it's real good. That's all. I'm pretty sure I've had it on the show.
It's real good.
It's really good.
By the way, Chris, did you tell Jamie the joke I sent you earlier about Martin Freeman and Andy Serkis?
Oh, I haven't. You should read.
So well, like, I don't know if it's a joke. It's a joke or a meme or
it's
whatever.
A meme,
I heard it today that Andy Serkis and Martin Freeman and Black Panther are the Tolkien white guys in the movie.
Yeah,
I have seen that going around, but it's good every time.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. Pretty good.
Andy Serkis swole in that movie too.
Yeah,
Martin. Dude, I did not recognize him. Like during the credits, I was like, "That's Andy Serkis. That was Andy Serkis."
Yeah, because I made a joke like earlier in the movie. I'm like, "This is a weird Snoke prequel." And she was
just
like,
stared blankly.
Just like you could see the like tumbleweeds in her mind. Like, it's like, well, I know it wasn't that funny, but
I made sure to lean over every time. What's Bilbo's actor's name?
Martin Freeman.
Martin Freeman. Anytime he did anything remotely cool, I'd lean over and say Bilbo Swaggins.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And there's still a game. They play the riddle game in that movie. It's Gollum and Bilbo talking to each other, which is funny.
True. Oh yeah, huh?
Riddle. More of an interrogation.
Yeah, more of one being really weird and then the wall exploding. But whatever.
Yeah, he's really weird in that movie. But it's his character, so makes
and
sense.
That's Andy Serkis's second time like being seen as the bad guy and then killed by the real bad guy in a movie in the past few months.
Oh, that's true.
What was the other one?
Last Jedi.
Spoiler alert, Snoke.
Whoa. Haven't seen it yet.
The same four people that haven't seen Black Panther haven't seen it.
Yeah. Yeah, and those four people are also living under a rock.
It will actually be kind of interesting to see how close Black Panther gets to Last Jedi in the box office. Because Last Jedi really, after the first two or three weeks, tapered off because everyone was being stupid about it.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, it might pass it.
Yeah. You know what's sure. not stupid, though? Getting 10% off of a shirt.
That's true.
You know, well, it is stupid. It's stupid cool.
My God, you should write copy. You're basically Don Draper.
This is when people leave.
I'm sorry, people that left. But yeah, if you want 10% off of a shirt, a cool geeky shirt, head on over to rippedapparel.com. That's RIPTApparel.com. We're partnering with them. If you enter the code BROTHERSGEEK at checkout, you get 10% off. Helps us out, too, to keep the show up and running. And you can get a cool shirt. I got a shirt. Yeah, I've talked about it already. And it's a High Mark shirt. It's a...
Oh, hi, Mark.
It's a Tommy Wiseau movie. And you know who portrayed Tommy Wiseau, who's up for an Oscar, Chris?
Oh my God!
There it is. I got there. It was much better than the last episode.
Wait, is he up for an Oscar?
No, he's not.
He's not. He's not anymore.
I was gonna say I don't think he is.
No, he was one of the snubs because of the because
he's too rapey.
Yeah, the sex stuff.
Is he rapey? I guess I need to default to
every white actor in Hollywood is rapey.
Not white. There's all kinds of people. Not just white. but
basically, if they look rapey, they probably are. Because, sorry, he looks kind of rapey.
It's the stoner eyes.
Yeah,
the
stoner eyes.
But yeah, the Oscars are coming up this Sunday. So in a couple days from when this is released. And I've seen a lot of movies this year. Some of those are Oscar nominated, some of those aren't.
This is the first Oscars I'm actually excited for. Usually it's like, meh, who cares? Yeah. One, because I hardly ever, I'm a film graduate and I hardly ever see movies. But yeah, this year I'm excited.
Nice.
Well, we'll talk about some of those things we're excited for.
You know what? One thing I have a problem with is by the time the Oscars roll around, like, I've already seen movies from this year enough to be like, I'm just kind of forgetting last
year.
Yeah,
movies. What came out last year?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I'm already ready to talk about.
I've already started my, 2018 movie list.
Yeah, exactly.
All it has is Black Panther and Cloverfield Paradox.
Oh, good. One of those is real good, one of those is not.
Yeah.
I don't even know what I've seen. Anyway, but I'll tell you what the first movie I saw in 2017 was. It was Split.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But, oh, my God, I don't even remember that one.
I forgot about it.
Or remember, like, it being out.
Yeah,
Charles Xavier is in it. And he decides to make the X-Men, but he's very mentally fragile in it. So he brings all these mutants together and then starts taking on all the mutants' personalities. Right? I'm ballparking it, right?
Got it.
That's it. Yeah.
And it's a twist because Invincible shows actually up at the DC end. Universe.
Oh my God.
It's part of the Shyamalan
universe,
cinematic universe,
SMCU.
That's a mouthful.
The Twistiverse.
Yeah, the Twistiverse.
I think we talked about this when I was on this podcast a year ago.
Yeah,
like the twist and Split.
Yeah, you were. Yeah. You did.
Well, you always need to have a Shyamalamala to Shyamalamala connection. Oh, to
well,
times
next
we
year
talk
it'll
about.
Be Split 2, the Splitting or whatever.
Yeah. Splitter.
Splitting.
Splinter in the water.
Yeah, and then the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles show up for some reason. It's really weird. A weird tie-in.
You say Shurtles?
How much of that beer have you drank?
Just like a little bit of it. This is
enough
just
to
me.
Make you tipsy.
It was hard to say Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles that fast. But yeah, let's. What do you guys want to start with? Should we start with the Best Picture?
What did we do last year?
We just talked about Best Pictures, and then
with what
some...
we've seen.
Yeah, we could talk about what we've seen, and then
snubs or stuff we would have liked.
And then, and then maybe finish it off with our top three movies of the year or something.
Yeah.
Well, I've only seen three of the Oscar noms.
No, that's necessarily
just
okay.
All movies.
What are the movies all four of us have seen
in the Oscar noms?
I need phone a friend. I need to look at the list.
Well, we've seen, I've seen Darkest Hour, unfortunately.
Oh, you've seen way more than I have then.
No. Impossible.
Okay, so we both have seen Dunkirk. Chris saw Darkest Hour. We both saw Lady Bird. Oh, I've only seen two.
Ooh. And then we almost saw Three Billboards and saw Star Wars again. And then we almost saw I, Tonya and saw Star Wars again.
Star Wars again.
Well, it's not Best Picture now, so it doesn't matter anyway.
And then, but, Best Actress or whatever.
She's going to, Allison Janney's going to win supporting for that, too.
And then, that's it.
Oh my God. Okay. So Dunkirk and Lady Bird.
Dunkirk and Lady Bird. Very similar movies.
Yeah. I went for the common denominator that I had picked.
And Darkest Hour. But I haven't seen
I haven't seen Darkest Hour yet either.
So
I probably will before the Oscars, but
Do we cover the whole list, all of us combined?
I don't know.
I don't think any of us have seen Call Me By Your Name. I've seen seven.
Which I'm honestly,
I've seen five.
Really the only one off of this list that I haven't seen that I kind of wanted to see, mainly for Sufjan, but also I heard it's really good. But
yeah,
I've heard like the last 20 minutes of
it made a lot of. Yeah, that's I heard the same thing too, and I've heard it's made a lot of
the last 20 minutes.
Like,
what
critics top 10 lists and
the number last 20 minutes is like really good. I hear.
Mm.
Yeah.
So.
Might have to squeeze that one in if we can.
Yeah. We got our movie passes finally. Yeah, if it came a week earlier, we would actually be able to expand this list.
Yeah, because I've seen Three Billboards, Dunkirk, Get Out, Lady Bird, Shape of Water. Those are the five I've seen.
And then, Andrew, you've seen The Post.
I have seen the. I've seen all the ones that Patrick said, and I've seen The Post and Phantom Thread.
Let's, you know what we should start out with, get out of the way right now?
Get
is
out.
Parent movie of the year.
Well, we have an epic throwdown for parent movie of the year between The Post and Darkest Hour.
yeah, we do.
I would also like to toss in For the Brave as well. The firefighter movie.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That one's like a hardcore version of a parent. That's like, man, I don't know how to describe those kinds of movies. It's I've like, tried to do it before, but
yeah, it's off. It's on a totally different tier.
Because then there was also, what was that movie? Like, Thank You for Your Service that came out this year too. That was probably
they came out like similar times as that and the firefighter thing.
I think a true parent movie at least needs to be like nominated for something somewhat significant, because there's always stuff that like slips into the Oscars that's like.
Best okay. Costume like, design.
You know what's a good one?
Like Hacksaw Ridge or something.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Not a good one, but Oscar nominated was the greatest, what, the circus one?
Greatest Showman.
Oh, yeah.
That got nominated
if
for
If that
song.
Fucking beats Sufjan, I will riot.
But I like that movie.
I
heard it's good.
I think Coco's sure supposed to win.
I mean, if Coco wins, I'll allow it.
Okay.
Because Coco's fucking amazing.
I mean, for best parent movie, even though I haven't seen it, I would probably go with Darkest Hour, just because I've now heard from two actual parents, my mom and my girlfriend's dad, that those two movies are spectacular. And every time they talk, they both talk about it, they just keep going on and on about it.
It's a parent movie.
Yeah, I've heard it said, like, oh, you should watch that and Dunkirk back-to-back,
because
it tells the story about how they got to Dunkirk, and then Dunkirk tells the story of Dunkirk, and I'm just like, no, I'll just watch Dunkirk.
Yeah, I would say that Darkest Hour, the main problem with that movie is it is missing, like, the major action piece to it, like, the major kind of, like, conflict to it, which is Dunkirk.
Yeah.
So it's heavily reliant on the like drama of Dunkirk actually showing Dunkirk at all.
Would you say Dunkirk is missing the setup of Darkest Hour? I'm being kind of facetious, but like there are a lot of people that dislike Dunkirk because they don't like have any character
Explain
work.
Anything.
Yeah, they don't have any character work, and like it's confusing to follow. I don't understand that one. I didn't find it confusing. But those are the big criticisms I've heard about it. And they, like, whitewashed it, which is probably true.
Well, yes. Again, period piece, though, I guess. So, I don't know. I don't know, like, what the diversity was
probably
of people
on
Dunkirk.
Yeah, probably a lot of, like, people of different nationalities, like, in the French army, besides French people.
Probably not.
Yeah.
And, like, there was, you know, we had, you know, African-American units in World War II, but a lot of it was still segregated. So, at least fighting groups. You know, there was, like, the cook in Pearl Harbor, but, you know, like...
Yeah.
There's a reason why it's overwhelmingly white, because that's just how it was.
Yeah. You're in Europe. You're gonna see Europeans. Most of them are white.
It's true.
As
far as, like, but character development in Dunkirk, and the lack thereof... That's kind of why I liked it a lot, though.
Yeah, me too. I agree.
Because it's just
it
like, these
purposeful.
People are just soldiers. And it's like, they don't try to explain, like, their backstories. Like, they're just trying to survive.
Yeah, exactly.
I even felt like what they tried to do with, like, the whole storyline of, like, the kid on the boat was, like, that didn't really need to be there. but it was still good.
And he gets you to care about Tom Hardy pilot guy. Because I've heard people say, oh, you don't care about any of the characters, which I disagree with.
I think
he makes you care about, like, all the soldiers on the beach, in a way.
Yeah. There's a definite tension, like, the clock's ticking, and you feel that the entire time.
Yeah.
And that's a version of caring for what's going on.
Yeah, I think not having characters really stripped down the film in a way that it was such a survival story. It was a very human story. It wasn't about, like, necessarily heroes. Individual characters. Yeah, it wasn't about heroes. Besides Tom Hardy. It wasn't about individual characters. I mean, naturally. You put Tom Hardy in anything and he's a hero.
He's the best.
Yeah. In short.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think stripping it down was super intentional for the purpose of not making it about individuals, although you do care about them. But
yeah, and it showed like a different kind of heroism too, because it wasn't about like making sacrifices and going full bore to like take that hill or take that beach or whatever. It was simply survival.
Yeah,
and that is its own, like, them surviving was heroic. And even though they were in retreat, that's kind of like the end of the movie. They're struggling with, like, well, everyone's going to be disappointed in us. And it's like, dude, no. Like,
you survived. Like, what? Yeah.
You survived and we're here to fight again. It's a different kind of brand of kind of looking at war. And
Yeah,
I agree. My parents did not like Dunkirk. And they have not and they have not seen Darkest Hour, so... Darkest Hour might be our pick for parent movie of the year.
We already have two parents approving it,
yeah,
so.
Yeah.
And minus two against Dunkirk.
Yeah.
We need, next year we got to plan this out for the parent movie. We need to be official category where we, as a group, decide which ones would be good. And we make sure that all of our parents go and see.
We need to test
these movies, and then I
already know what this year's is going to be, just like the 13 to 17 to Paris or whatever.
Yeah, I heard it was so bad.
There's a few parent movies coming out right now, like the one with the horses.
Oh, that 12.
My parents liked
12 Strong or something.
Yeah,
yep, parent movie, and then the Clint Eastwood one that you were mentioning.
Yeah,
Patrick.
Yeah.
We need to make a parent movie bracket with like the 16 best parent movies of all time.
Have them like, fight to the death.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we need to look back, and because there's been some epic ones, and I whenever we talk about it, I never remember like the really good ones, and I'm like, shit.
But they're out there.
Yeah. All right. So let's talk about the other Best Picture nomination that we've all seen, which is Lady Bird.
I was just going to say Lady Bird is not a parent movie because my dad walked out of the theater.
Of course he did.
Yep.
Lady Bird is so just like the one word describer would be like lovely. It's just like, it's so like just nice to be there.
Yeah.
Lovely. I think it's such a refreshing... Just so refreshing because, I mean, so much film right now is very action-driven and just, I guess I'm beating around the bush. Like, too many movies are male-made. They're male-written, they're male-executed about males. And finally you get this refreshing new take written by a woman, like just this honest, raw story of coming of age. And you don't have to be a woman to relate to it. But it's just so, it's done so differently. It was refreshing to me. And I don't know if it's because I'm a woman.
No, but... I think anybody can relate to it. Because I think it does a really good job of just like tapping into that high school awkwardness that everybody
experiences. Yeah, the one word I would have used would have been awkward. Yeah. Just because I was watching it, I was like, oh my God, this is like all of the high school cliches like put into one movie. Yeah.
But I think it gets it. Right, better than most.
It really does. Because it makes you cringe, but you're also like, aw. Like, yeah. Aw.
There was it was perfect mixture of, oh, cringe, and then like, oh, that's sweet. Like, even the whole,
which
like,
was high school.
Yeah. The part I probably liked the best out of that movie was after you find out Lady Bird's boyfriend is actually gay.
Mm-hmm.
And then he meets her at work at the coffee shop, and they like meet in the alley after, like, when she's taking out mm-hmm. trash or whatever, and he just like breaks down crying because of like all the shame that he has, and then they like turn out to be friends by the end of the movie again. I just felt like that was like a really good picture of, yeah, that sucked that he was lying to her the whole time, and she invested all this emotion and heart into him, into that relationship, but to be able to recognize and understand and put herself into his shoes of like, oh, I see why you would do something like that, I guess.
Yeah, because I mean, he was lying to her, but he was lying to himself too.
Yeah, and like, everybody else. So
yeah,
that was like one of those like, oh, cringe when he like, when she finds him kissing a boy in the bathroom or whatever, and then turns into like, oh, that's really sweet and like refreshing,
like you said. I think refreshing is my word. It's talking about words to describe this movie, but I think it was refreshing too because it wasn't like, you read the synopsis, it's this high school girl in Catholic school wants to go to college, and her mom doesn't want her to go to the college she wants to. That's the synopsis. It's not an interesting synopsis, but there's something, it was just so well done that you really, like, I really loved that movie, and it didn't have an extravagant story, or it was just a real simple story, but done so well in a real respectful way, and I loved it.
I think it hits home too, because it was very much a story about you wanting to leave this place you grew up in, and what did you just do? You left this place you grew up in.
I mean, maybe like, I liked it because it's about a girl who went to Catholic school who fought with her mom about going to college. That was my life.
Yeah, same.
And then she, and then she goes across the country to find herself or whatever, but then she goes to church and gets nostalgic about like wanting to return to something that's familiar, and it's like, holy shit, like, is Greta writing my autobiography? Like, it was so, it hit home on so many marks. But I mean, Chris, who's not a girl who went to Catholic school
anymore,
I remember leaving the theater and he said, I related to that movie, and it,
yeah,
like, despite not hitting all those marks, you still could identify with it.
Yeah. And I think, because I related with it too, and I think because it's such a movie about a daughter's relationship with her mom, and because Chris and I come from a single mom home, that's our whole interaction with a parent was with, like, the mom. So it's very easy to be like, yeah, I hate it too when my mom tries to take over my life. Like, you know?
Yeah.
There was a lot of moments that, that got really real in that movie. on that level.
Yeah. So with those two movies, which one would you put first, and then which one would you put second? And then me and Andrew could talk about the other movies that I've seen.
That's as far as we can go, or I can go. You can talk about Darkest Hour. Yeah.
We did.
That's
well, Darkest Hour is number one, obviously.
No contest.
So Lady for Bird. Me, yeah. I have...
Yeah, Lady Bird, for sure.
Out of the...
Out of those two?
Top five, Dunkirk comes before Lady Bird for me. Dunkirk is second on the five that I've seen, and Lady Bird is four. Not to say that... Basically, my top four is the movie above it just edges out in front just a little bit more than the movie previous until we get to five, which is, in my opinion, far below the other four.
Okay.
Gotcha.
I like Dunkirk more than Lady Bird. It's very close, and I actually have two other Best Picture nominees I like more than Lady Bird, but, like, I think it's a really, for the most part, I think it's a really good crop of Best Picture nominees. I don't think it's usually this good.
Yeah,
but
I've heard a lot of different opinions about a lot of different movies being everyone's like top movie, which probably showcases a good year.
Yeah. Yeah, and I know
it was a very good year.
And I know Patrick and I are going to disagree very soon about number one. But Dunkirk was my favorite, not my favorite movie of the year, but it was my favorite Best Picture nominee of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
nice.
And number two for me.
What did you get? What would you guys have? Dunkirk or Lady Bird?
They said Lady Bird. Lady Bird.
Oh, Lady Bird?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was very close. It was very close.
But again, yeah, Dunkirk, that's not to say anything bad about Dunkirk.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I enjoyed Dunkirk.
I think they're both kind of masterpieces in their own form. Like, I think Dunkirk is an all-time great war movie, and I think Lady Bird is an all-time great
coming of age,
whatever you want to call it, coming of age movie, high school movie, whatever.
I would say Dunkirk is my favorite. Well, I don't know if that's fair to say, but I think it's up there as one of my favorite war movies, just because it was done differently. I guess I just want refreshing things. Yeah. Like, I'm tired of seeing the same shit.
The thing about that movie, though, reminded me of, like, why I loved, as a history major, why I loved World War II so much, because, like, the dogfighting in that, like, was...
It was incredible. Shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So the rest of the Best Picture nominations, for me, of the five that I've seen... So, just so everyone knows, the five that I've seen have been Dunkirk, Lady Bird, Shape of Water, Get Out, Three Billboards. And the order for me, from fifth to first, I'll go reverse. Shape of Water, Lady Bird, Get Out, Dunkirk, Three Billboards.
Wow, three billboards.
Mine would be, of those five, mine would be the same, except I put three billboards at the bottom.
Really? Well, now I'm not sure.
Yeah. And I've, like I said,
very radically different things about three billboards.
The first four are, like, they barely edge one another out, except Shape of Water, which I thought was bad.
Really?
Really?
That's the favorite to win.
I know.
Which is weird.
Yeah, this has kind of been my problem trying to watch more, too. Like, I keep wanting... Like, Shape of Water is the one I keep trying to go to because I know how much of a favorite it is, but I really, really don't care. Like,
have
I
no
just...
no interest.
Have no interest.
No interest in fish porn.
Yeah, I mean, if you do go see it, I'll try not to spoil really...
No, you can. I mean, it's I can still enjoy it. Quality films, and...
There were parts in it that I really enjoyed and really liked, and I think the acting was very good, and the characters were well done. But it just doesn't feel like a Guillermo del Toro movie that much to me. Like, when you watch that and Pan's Labyrinth together, I think Pan's Labyrinth is so much better than Shape of Water. And the only part that really felt like a Guillermo del Toro movie to me in this movie was the monster.
Mm-hmm.
The monster's really well done and looks amazing. And the character development even of the monster is really good. But the ending to me was so bad.
the end is really bad.
No.
And the way that... Yeah, spoilers again. The way that Michael Shannon finds them is really stupid. How like the Russian agent just like tells him where he is.
Yeah. Oh yeah, this is where they are.
Yeah.
I think like the drama leading up to basically the heist was like very good. But then once the heist happens, you're like, the heist happened at like the beginning of the movie. What's the rest of the movie about?
I was surprised how early it happened.
Because they basically like get the monster out. And then the rest of the movie happens, and you're just like, I don't know.
And it's basically like a love story, and the problem is that the fish man isn't very interesting. Like, he doesn't do anything. He eats a cat, and then he, like, fucks the
I knew he was going to eat that cat. I knew he was going to eat that cat. That,
nice.
Yeah.
But
it... Called it.
Yeah, I don't know. It was just... I liked it. I wouldn't say it was a bad movie, but I kind of get what you're saying about the lack of Del
Toro-ness
of it.
Because Pan's Labyrinth ends and you're just like, oh, I don't really feel that good about the ending. I mean, I guess it kind of wraps up, like, it has a quote-unquote good ending, I suppose, of, like, happily ever after, but not really. Because it's like, oh, man, all those other people are really sad that she died.
Yeah.
She still dies at the end of the movie, you know? Some little girl.
It's really dark.
Yeah, and the drama of that movie is, like, a lot. Kind of reminded me of the drama leading up to the heist, but it's, like, very... It's way better paced out in Pan's Labyrinth.
And this just felt really slight. It didn't feel very important or meaningful.
I never felt worried that they were going to get caught.
No.
getting the monster out because it was happening like at the beginning of the movie.
Right.
And they try to make it seem like, oh, are they going to get out? And it's like, no, the Russian guy has that thing that takes out the electronics and then, like, you know.
So it sounds like the edit was where they went wrong, maybe, with it. Mm-hmm. It's not that it was a bad movie. They just needed to rearrange it.
Maybe.
There's power in the edit.
It's pretty to look at. Like,
yeah.
Like,
has a good soundtrack, too.
Yeah, it's probably going to win best score. It's... The production design is... I really like... There's, like, a cool, like, green palette of everything.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool and different. But, yeah, I don't know. It's just, if it wasn't, like, such an Oscar movie, I probably wouldn't have an opinion of it. I just think it was just, oh, that was a fine movie.
So why do you have that before Three
a very
Billboards?
Fine movie.
I thought Three Billboards was really clunky. And, like, it was almost like... I don't want to, like... be like pearl clutching, but I thought Three Billboards was almost like offensive in the way that the racist cop is the one like on the arc
yeah.
of redemption.
Yeah.
And I also felt like nobody in that movie acts like how normal people in the real world do.
True. Yeah. Yeah, I think the reason why it's my number one is even though nobody would really act like this in the real world, I thought the characters are, like, very good. Like, I liked Woody Harrelson's character a lot. Even though...
Oh, Woody Harrelson?
That thing happens. The thing happens to him.
Yeah.
But, yeah, okay, I can see where it's, like... Yeah, I didn't even really... Because I just watched it last night, so I didn't really think about, like, the racist piece of shit dude is the guy that gets redeemed.
And, like, Peter Dinklage is in there basically just for midget jokes. And,
yeah.
Like, in Martin McDonagh's first movie, In Bruges, has midget jokes in it. So, like, you do it once, and you're like, okay. But then, like, you do it again, and you're like, what's this guy's issue with, like, little people?
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know. I liked... the overall arc of how the story goes. I liked the, like, social commentary, I guess, too. Which is why, like, Get Out is number three for me, because I really like the social commentary in that as well. I could easily switch Dunkirk and Get Out and make Get Out 2 and Dunkirk 3.
Yeah, I love Get Out. That's my number. I can't remember. That's my number 2 or 3. Of the year, I think. Oh, no.
I
5. I like Phantom Thread better than that.
We will. If anything, we'll see it here.
Yeah, you guys should watch Get Out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard really good things about it, and I think that is one... Okay, so I lied. Call Me By Your Name and Get Out are ones that I want to see, but I could care less about fucking Fishman.
At one time, you kind of wanted to see Three Billboards.
Yeah, I didn't. That isn't fucking a fish man. That's a different movie.
Is it that you don't want to see them fuck the fish man, or
can you please take the scenes with fish fucking out?
It's actually like not.
They're very yeah.
It's not as graphic as it you sound. As, yeah,
it's basically like it fades,
mercifully.
Yeah, it fades to black, and then like it's assumed that they had sex.
Did
then,
the window?
Then she
open?
Has then she has mercury pores in.
Oh, God. That's how the movie ends.
Spoiler
she
alert.
Gets crabs.
The irony.
I didn't know you were a crustacean. But yeah. Overall, of the best pictures, though, they were all good. I can't really think of a snub. The only snub I can think of, I think, is nominated for best comedy. Pretty sure
there's no best comedy.
There isn't.
In the
oh,
Oscars,
then
no.
Then it is a snub for me. Then, but I'll get to that later.
What do we like? Kind of like touch on
what about the
them?
Ones that you saw that nobody else saw?
I think
so,
I
like,
was just
Phantom Thread.
Phantom Thread. Oh, and The Post. So The Post is it's fine. It's I it's
Fair
exactly
movie.
How you think it is. Like there, I don't really have it. Like I saw it. The sound quality in my theater was really bad, so it took me 30 minutes to get into it. So. But,
oh,
like,
man.
it's just Meryl Streep and Tom Hanks talking the whole time, so it didn't really matter. But
that's what I imagine it is. So this confirms.
It's like good, but it almost felt too easy. It's just like you have all these huge movie stars and Steven Spielberg, and you're like, okay, like this is it.
Yeah.
What was the other one that you saw? How was Phantom Thread?
Phantom Thread is the movie where, like, I definitely need to see it again. Because all of Paul Thomas Anderson's movies, except Boogie Nights, I don't really like Boogie Nights. But all of them, I like a lot more the second time I see them. And so I saw it, and I really liked it. And I already know, like, I need to see it again. And this will probably be, like, a thing I regret 5 years from now that I didn't have it number one. I was just thinking, that was stupid that I didn't have that number one.
If your history with Paul Thomas Anderson is true.
Yeah. No, you don't want to see Phantom Thread?
It didn't interest me.
I do.
You do? But
yeah, it was one of those where I was like, I know it's PTA and Daniel Day-Lewis.
I don't know why I really like Daniel Day-Lewis. I don't know why. I haven't
you like?
Seen. Yeah.
Well, yeah, he's great.
He seems like a decent dude.
Oh, as a person.
Well, I don't know.
I think like I think one of the reasons that Three Billboards is like a favorite to win a lot of stuff is because it's kind of like a subversion of you have like the woman against the man basically. Mm-hmm. But I think Phantom Thread is a better representation of that, of the nominated movies, where you have the woman taking power over the complicated men in her life. But
gotcha.
Anyway, yeah, go see it.
Yeah, I want to see that one. I want to see just because I've heard like, oh, it's really artsy. It's like the most artsy of them. Which I'm like, okay.
Oh, God.
One of my favorite movies is like Tree of Life.
That was too artsy for me.
So
you're hipster garbage, Patrick. Yeah. I've actually never seen Tree of Life.
Tree of Life is the most hipster answer to like greatest movie.
Okay, thanks.
My favorite movie.
Didn't say it's my favorite movie. I said it's one of my
favorite movies. Now
it had dinosaurs.
I know
it does have dinosaurs in it.
It had dinosaurs.
And then Call Me by Your Name. Just because I've heard like the last 20 minutes is spectacular, so that's why I just want to see the last 20 minutes, really.
Yeah, I heard somebody compare it to Art House American Pie.
Oh, wow.
Because somebody fucks a peach.
Cool.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Somebody fucks. All right. There's a lot of fucking things that you shouldn't fuck.
That peach emoji went too far.
So does anybody have any snubs that they would have liked to see on Best Picture that weren't Best Picture?
Star Wars!
Really?
Yeah, I'm not even kidding. Like, the first Star Wars was nominated for Best Picture, and there's room for genre movies in Best Picture nominees. Like Dunkirk and Get Out are both genre movies. I don't understand. Star Wars is one of the most visually like striking movies I can remember, at least special effects wise.
It's got one of the most badass fight scenes in any movie I've seen.
Yeah.
Don't get me started on Star Wars. I fucking loved it.
It's good all around. Character development,
score,
and action, and pacing, and it's fantastic.
So Empire, was it up for Best Picture?
No.
That's weird.
I don't know what it was that year. I think the first one lost to Annie Hall, but I don't remember.
Raiders of the Lost Ark was nominated one year as well.
Yeah,
so.
And that, those were in years where it was restricted to 5 nominees, and now you can have anywhere from 5 to 10, and we ended up with 9 this year. I feel like they're Star Wars
put it up there.
The problem was not
Star Wars could have been the 10th. Easy.
Not enough people voted for it was the problem because of the backlash, probably.
That sucks.
Which is
that's
bullshit.
Dumb.
I loved Blade Runner.
Yeah, I was going to say
I
that
really
one too.
Love Blade Runner.
I haven't seen it. That's another movie that I want to see. I want to see that. Besides the two that I mentioned that were up for Best Picture, I want to see Blade Runner, and I haven't seen Apes yet either. War of the Planet of the Apes.
Oh yeah,
I have not seen any of those.
Those are really
they're
good
so
movies.
Good.
I think I say this like probably every 6 months.
I think
on
we
the
had
show.
This conversation last year too.
Yeah, the ape movies are really good.
Nothing's changed.
Did you guys? I have like a bunch. Like,
I have another. I have a snub.
Star Wars was my snub too, actually.
Big Sick.
Yeah, I was going to say that one. That's a good one.
Which is also my favorite movie of 2017.
Wow.
Not the best movie, like not the cinematically best movie, but it was my favorite movie.
I mean, your favorite doesn't have to be a fucking masterpiece.
Yeah, Mad Max was my favorite movie of 2006.
Or I think Mad Max was a masterpiece, though.
Yeah, it was
very good. I mean, it also can be.
Yeah. You could argue Baby Driver.
I forgot about Baby Driver.
You could argue Disaster Artist.
Oh, that was, yeah, I like Disaster Artist.
Disaster Artist was my favorite comedy, just because, and only not, I didn't put Big Sick twice, only because Big Sick, I was giggling, like, throughout Disaster Artist, but I was, like, there was a couple points in Big Sick that I was, like, laughing very hard, but, like, not consistently, like, finding it funny.
I think Disaster Artist is more like a straight comedy.
Yeah. Yeah, any other ones?
Jumanji.
I actually hear that's not that bad.
No.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious. I'll never see it, but I'm sort of curious.
I'm trying to think, what other movies did we see this year?
Everyone forgets Logan happened last year, too.
Logan was really good.
But it got nominated.
It did get nominated for
Best Screenplay, I think.
Oh,
which is good.
Okay. So they didn't completely
forget. Wind River.
I would have loved to
see Wind River.
I did see Wind River.
I really liked Wind River, too.
That was good.
I would have loved to see Patrick Stewart get a supporting actor. No.
Okay.
I thought he was fantastic. It's the best Patrick Stewart performance, period.
Also, The Florida Project is really good.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
I have other movies that, like, wouldn't have been nominated in the first place that I really liked. Like, my number one movie isn't... My favorite movie last year was A Ghost Story, but that would never have gotten nominated for Best Picture. It's just too small and independent.
That's another movie that
Casey Affleck.
Because that's with... the guy who won Best Actor,
Casey Affleck,
and
Rooney Mara.
Nice.
But,
which for Manchester, by the way, I was just desperately trying to figure out who in Lady Bird the kid was, and I was like, oh, Manchester.
Yeah,
like I was, he's also was driving me insane the entire time.
Oh, that's which right,
kid?
He is.
The one that turns out to be gay.
Oh,
like, he's
okay.
The kid. He's the like the teenager in that one as well.
The nephew. Yeah.
Nephew.
Yeah, and in Three Billboards, he's the son. He's in two movies. He has two chances,
like,
to get an Oscar.
Yeah. Just like the Call Me By Your Name guy with the perfect jawline. Wasn't Lady Bird.
So does the advertising guy from Three Billboards, because he's in Get Out as well.
Yeah, because we had just seen that preview. And we're like,
he's also in The Florida Project.
Oh, nice. He's just in everything this year.
Anyway.
So we should, let's say, what are our top three movies... Doesn't matter if it was nominated for anything.
From
last year, yeah.
Okay.
Guess first. Would you like to start us off, Jamie?
No, I don't want to go first.
Okay.
Let Andrew go first.
That means it's Andrew.
Okay. You have to listen to my top 10, though, because I keep a list. So.
Oh, no, that's perfect. That's perfect.
All right.
I can pick
I'll top start three. From 10, I guess, and work my way up or down. Either
okay.
way. All right, number 10 would be The Florida Project, then Blade Runner 2049, Baby Driver, Star Wars, Lady Bird, Get Out, Phantom Thread, The Lost City of Z, Dunkirk, and A Ghost Story.
It's Lost City of Zed.
Is it?
Yeah. I also really like that movie, too.
Yeah.
Lost
City of Zed.
Yeah. Lost City of Zed.
Zed.
Huh. I like Zed better.
Jamie.
Okay, I'm going to cheat and pick four.
Yeah, perfect.
Well, he picked 10, so...
Yeah.
Okay, I guess start from the bottom. Blade Runner, number 4. Lady Bird, number 3. Coco, number 2.
Nice.
And Star Wars, number 1.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say Coco twice. Coco, number 2. Coco, number
1. Coco was a fucking delight. I loved Coco. My mom saw it 6 times.
Coco in English and then Coco in Spanish.
About this.
Hey, Coco in Spanish.
Chris, you go first.
Oh, okay. I guess I'll do 5 as well. I'll break my own rules. I'll probably put Dunkirk at 5, and then Logan. Then, at 3 would be Blade Runner.
Wow, Lady Bird.
And then Lady Bird. And then I just can't deny Star Wars. I just can't deny how much of a fantastic time I have every time I watch it.
We saw it four times in theater.
Yeah. Like, it's just, like, it's everything I kind of wanted out of a Star Wars.
All right. I got it.
This is last minute. Chase calling audibles as we speak.
Yeah,
I see a pen.
I thought I was going to have to vamp for a second.
Okay. Five. I'll do five as well. Number five, Disaster Artist. 4, Baby Driver. 3, Logan. 2, Star Wars. 1, Big Sick.
All right.
Cool. Boom. Those are all good.
Nice.
Well, not Logan.
Yeah, yeah. my worst movie of the year is a tie between For the Brave and Spider-Man.
Oh, bullshit. There's no way Spider-Man. I don't care how hot your take is.
Wait,
so no way For the Brave.
Spider-Man is actually my number 15.
Spider-Man's not the worst movie of 2017. Yeah.
The Patreons get to see the 10 through 20 list.
No.
I'll give you my next three. It's Mother, The Big Sick, and Logan, Lucky.
Oh, you dick.
No, Spider-Man's better than Logan.
Wrong.
Wow.
The best animated movie I've seen is Boss Baby. I mean, I only saw two, but that's the better one of the two that I've seen.
The other one I saw was Smurfs. Oh, God.
Okay.
I only saw the bread one.
It had to have been bad to be worse than Boss Baby.
Boss Baby's actually good. Okay.
What was...
He's had a good amount of that beer.
I'm done. What was your guys' worst movie that you saw last year, if you can remember?
Ooh, God. That's hard.
I know what yours is.
Oh, mine is very obvious. I've been on this podcast bitching about it before.
Worst.
Oh my God.
Mine's
what is the worst?
For the Brave. And it's like, just because it's just meh. I didn't really see any super bad movies in theaters this year, which I'm proud of.
I feel like we saw my three pretty good movies.
Yeah, we saw pretty good movies. The worst movie I saw this year is Dungeons and Dragons, but that's from like 15 years ago.
Oh, yeah, with Marlon Wayans, right?
Yeah. Yes.
I love that Andrew knew.
It's actually the perfect riffing movie, because it's not so bad that you can't watch it. It's still, like, somewhat entertaining, but it's brilliantly, like, set up for you to just crush.
Why did you watch that?
Why wouldn't I watch that?
True.
One of my roommates brought it home. He's like, let's do this. I was like...
I feel like you need to have a double feature with that and Mortal Kombat.
Oh, Mortal Kombat's good. What are you talking about?
In theater, I'm seriously probably Darkest Hour is the worst movie I've seen this year.
I guess I have to remember what I've even seen in theater this year.
Lego Batman.
Guardians 2.
Oh, Guardians Lego Batman.
Was fun.
Guardians 2 was fine, yeah.
Oh, best animated?
What's the two movies? This year was
Not
the first
Ninjago.
Year I saw... This was the first year I saw a movie on my own. I saw Logan by myself, and I saw Spider-Man by myself.
I saw Star Wars by myself this year.
Loser. Wow.
Jamie, would you go to the movies by yourself?
I think I would. Like, if there was a
you
movie...
You might now.
What do you mean?
We got the movie passes.
That's true. Now I have the freedom. I think I have been to the movies by myself. No, that's a lie. I've been to a concert by myself. That's very different.
Wow.
Well,
that's
on
how ballsy I am.
on the portport.com, there's a very smart and handsome writer that details why everyone should go see.
That's true. Everyone,
shameless plug.
Everyone does need to go to the portport and take a look at that article, because it is fantastic.
All right, Jamie, what's the worst movie you saw?
I can't even remember all the movies that I've seen this year. I just said Star Wars was my number one. Don't be a dick.
Best Star Wars and worst movie.
Which time was the worst Star Wars experience?
I know.
Emoji movie?
Name some movies that came out this year.
That were stereotypically
Beauty
bad.
And the Beast.
I actually didn't see Beauty and the Beast.
Is that last year?
Don't really care.
Yeah. Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh my God.
Oh, yeah.
Alien, Covenant.
We did not see that.
It's
my
so
childhood,
bad. It's
my childhood
bad.
Fears would not. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Huh. Wonder Woman.
Oh,
okay. You know what? Hot take. Like, I enjoyed Wonder Woman. But I think it might be my least favorite that I've seen.
Well, you didn't see a lot of movies this year.
I agree with this
it's
take.
It's very fine, though. Like,
yeah. I was worried that was going to be like Black Panther. Just like the overhyped, because white critics wanted to be woke. But I think Black Panther is a lot better than Wonder Woman.
Yeah. All right, Andrew, what's your least favorite movie, though? We all know the
Dark
answer.
Tower.
Oh, God.
Dark Tower is an abomination.
Oh, I forgot you saw Dark Tower.
And I'm definitely influenced because I read all the books, but yeah. I still think if I didn't, I would fucking hate that garbage.
It looked just terrible. What about you, Patrick? Man. Did you say already? No.
I said For the Brave.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. I also saw two documentaries this year that makes me the most woke out of everyone. I saw I'm Not Your Negro, which is very good, and Baltimore Rising, which is also very good. I'm not going to try to explain them because I would be here for like an hour trying to explain them.
Yeah.
But Baltimore Rising is on HBO. If you want to watch it, and I'm Not Your Negro, last time I checked, was on Amazon Prime streaming, if you want to watch that, too. But
nice.
Very good. And then my favorite superhero movie, one last one, because a lot of superhero movies always come out now, was Logan, but everybody already knew that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'd say Logan as well.
I'd say Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah.
And then...
Black Panther's very close, though, I would say.
That was this year, bro.
Yeah, that was 2018.
Oh, that's right. See, I told you, March. I told you.
Also, I like Thor more than Logan, too.
I didn't see Logan. Or Thor.
I haven't seen
Logan. But Logan's better than Guardians, too, which I didn't really like.
Yeah, Guardians 2
was fine. It was fun.
Yeah, it was entertaining. It wasn't... It turned into very Marvel.
By the way, we can... this can be, like, the mid... podcast news segment. Did you hear? So James Gunn, the director of Guardians, says that the first Groot died.
Oh.
And baby and this slash now gonna be teenager Groot.
It's his son. And when I read that, it was very disturbing.
Yeah. I knew that already.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I
did see that article going around. I think I saw it on Polygon, actually. And I don't
Damn
know how
it,
I feel
McElroy.
About it.
Ruining everything for everyone. But yeah, as far as movies go, this year wasn't that bad. As far as the movies
it was
go.
Actually really good.
I thought it was really a really good year.
And I saw a lot of movies this year. But yeah, I think that about does it for the meat of the episode. We got to go on to Weapons of the Week, which we don't have any listener Weapons of the Week because... Yeah.
A tiny turnaround.
Yeah.
But if you don't know what Weapons of the Week is, your
Jamie,
last
it.
Thing... Yeah, Jamie, you want to
explain it? You've been on the podcast enough.
Why do I always get stuck doing this? Okay. So we have to sing the song first, Patrick.
Oh, yeah. When you're surrounded by zombies and the future looks bleak, it's time to pull out your Weapon of the Week. Ugh.
Done. I was going to put a mariachi ending. Dun, dun.
Oh, Leah can't listen to this episode anymore.
So, Weapon of the Week is whatever form of media or I guess storytelling you've consumed, because you used a weapon from a dream once.
That's true.
The last thing that you consumed, whatever utensil or device you had in that medium,
sometimes
that's what
scissors.
You're Yes. That's what you're using to fight Luke's zombie army.
Yeah. Not Skywalker, listener and friend.
Listener and friend and brother of Andrew.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go first, Chris.
Oh, okay.
I'm telling you. I have to try and retrace my steps.
earlier today I was just kind of relaxing, playing a little Skyrim, and there was a bandit camp that, like, I was trying to just kill them from afar, but they all kind of came out of the camp at me, and I was like, whoops, I guess I got too close. But just as that was happening, some, like the fugitive dude that walks up to you and, like, gives you boots for no reason, then tells you, like, he'll stab you if you give away those boots. Uh-huh. He came across the bandits right at that time, so he distracted all the bandits to attack him instead. So I guess... my weapon is a boot-peddling fugitive.
to distract the zombies.
Yeah, and I think it's very good, because what do zombies need more than anything else?
Boots.
Boots. So...
True. They're walking all day long.
All day. Their clothes are always tattered. They got a good. They need a good pair of boots.
God, that could work.
You might be all right.
Yeah. I mean, one zombie gets boots and the rest come after me, I guess. And then one comes after me quicker.
Yeah. Oh, man, I hope those aren't boots of swiftness.
Oh, God. Are they Air Jordans? Oh, shit.
Oh, they can jump higher.
There's flubber on the bottom of them.
Air Jordans.
Flubber. Mine is a flare. But plot twist, I don't shoot it at the zombies. I shoot it up in the sky to call my friends. Because the last game I played, or last weapon I've seen used in a game was Monster Hunter, which I was playing right before Andrew got here. And I was facing this big bad monster. It's supposed to be like the toughest monster. It's like an elder dragon that eats elder dragons for lunch. And so I was like, oh man, you can shoot a flare to like summon other people to help you. So I did that. And three other people came immediately into my game. So there was four of us just like gangbanging this monster. And it was like
the easiest fight.
It was like the easiest fight I've ever had in that game. So yeah, I shoot a flare up into the sky and these three other dudes with huge swords come up and just like kill all the zombies for me.
Oh.
Yeah. Pretty effective.
Except they can't get the one that has Air Jordans.
It's true.
He got mad hops.
He's too fast. Too fast. That's what twice in a row I've had Monster Hunter game.
Monster Hunger.
Because I
There's
two.
Charlie. I was worried we weren't getting any Charlie.
He made his weekly appearance.
Yeah. I'm still here.
Yeah. Sup, bitches.
The last episode I had poo, and that was also from Monster Hunter.
Someone's been playing a lot of Monster Hunter.
Poo.
Like actual feces.
Why is that where my brain went to? You're in the wrong hood, motherfucker.
Alright, guests.
What about you, Jamie?
Well, as I've established on previous episodes, I've been playing a lot of Stardew Valley.
Nice.
And I was playing last night while a friend was over doing her own thing, and I was distracted kind of talking to her, and I forgot to feed my animals one day.
Oh, no.
So my weapon of the week is a herd of hungry, angry animals.
Like different kinds, like chickens and
like
pigs?
Like two massive pigs, four cows. The chickens were fed, so it's just the barn animals that are going to be.
I don't want to tell you what's going to happen to those animals to help you.
Wait, I think they're going to take out a lot of zombies.
Chickens, man. Have you seen the cuckoos from Zelda?
That's pretty gross.
And you've seen the thighs on those pigs.
That's true. The pig is the biggest fucking thing in the entire world in that game. It's larger than the horse. It doesn't make any sense.
Wait, you're telling me you play Stardew Valley, I'm guessing, like, every day? And you don't have the auto feeder in your barns yet?
It's in there, but it's winter and I'm out.
Amateur. You gotta stock up on hay. What are you doing?
I cut all my grass. You need to hop off my dick.
Just saying.
How about you, Andrew?
Oh,
oh, shit.
I didn't really
think of this whole time.
So, Leah, my wife, and I just started Rick and Morty yesterday after much
How is it?
Badgering from everybody for years. It's really good.
Okay.
We watched three episodes. I'm worried that it might be overhyped, but, like, I've also heard it gets better. But so we'll see. But I really liked it. But in the first episode, he uses Rick uses a freeze gun, and then pushes over the guy, and he like explodes basically. So I guess I would use that. I don't think I would last very long though.
Sounds pretty effective.
You can only hit one zombie.
Yeah, one zombie at a time.
Okay, everyone, just stand line up, line, please.
Yeah, in a straight and orderly fashion.
You with the Air Jordans, what the fuck do you think you're doing?
Just
hops over you.
I would take out the Air Jordan guy first.
Shoot him in the legs. Can't move. Nice. Well, thank you guys for being on the podcast.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thanks for having us.
Appreciate it. If you want to catch more of them, you guys want to say where they can find you, or if you want to, I don't care if you don't.
nah. I mean, I occasionally write for these guys' site, but so you can read my stuff there. I think I have like 3 or 4 articles up.
Yeah.
They're real zingers. The ones they're few and far between, but they always pack a punch.
They're all very bad.
They're like our top 3 most read articles on the site.
I know, right?
And you can catch my film and photo stuffs at Jamie Suzanne Media, JamieSuzanne Media.com.
Nice. And then you can find more Laporte Brothers stuff at theportport.com. That's theport, P-O-R-T-E, P-O-R-T.com. And as Chris said, bonus episodes this week. So we have 2 coming up this week. So enjoy that. And that about does it. I think that's our Geek of the Week there, Chris, Jamie, Andrew.
I think it is.
All right.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, until next time.
Time to go watch some fish fucking, I guess.
No.
Extremely same.